USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Our immigration system is broken.
That's according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. During a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Mayorkas testifying that the Biden administration is doing what they can to handle the border crisis. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, disagrees.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see the Biden cages, this facility? Yes or no?
The vice president was at the border.
Has she been down to see this facility? I know she went to El Paso. Has she seen the Biden cages?
They are not cages.
The Texas senator also asking if President Biden has been to the border, to which Mayorkas said no. The jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse case is continuing deliberations in Kenosha, Wisconsin tonight. The judge telling the jury they can go as late as they'd like. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
A once-in-a-century event will be happening this Friday.
You can see the longest partial lunar eclipse in hundreds of years this week. Friday's eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, marking it the longest in centuries. You can learn more at space.com. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Labor Secretary is talking about a record number of Americans quitting their jobs. That figure comes to 4.4 million in September.
Quite honestly, people are just not happy in their career where they are, and they are concerned about the coronavirus. The coronavirus has not gone away.
Marty Walsh not addressing the fact that the administration is also forcing workers at companies with over 100 employees to get a COVID jab, along with all federal employees and federal contractors. Iran is resuming nuclear equipment at an unmonitored facility. That's according to a diplomat, presenting a new challenge for the United States as it prepares for nuclear talks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The 99th National Christmas Tree Lighting is scheduled for December 2nd in Washington, D.C. The event will be hosted by LL Cool J and will feature Billy Porter, Kristen Chenoweth, Marion Morris, and Patti LaBelle. The tree lighting will also include the U.S. Army Band downrange and the Howard Gospel Choir. Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the jury begins deliberations in Kenosha, Wisconsin in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. When it comes to the case and what he expects from the 12 jurors and 6 alternates, former Wisconsin Republican Governor Scott Walker tells Fox News.
Well, I think last year, even shortly after this happened, my sense was knowing people in Kenosha County, knowing that this would be a jury from Kenosha County, and the people there knew that this wasn't just somebody walking down the street. This was in the midst of a riot. And I think that's going to have a compelling impact on the jurors, not only in the context of what they heard in the courtroom, but understanding what happened last year, how they felt, how their families felt. And hopefully, like I said, I hope that won't happen again. I think having the National Guard there is incredibly important post-verdict. But I think people understood what was happening, and that's why I felt it was likely he would not be convicted based on self-defense.
Rittenhouse is claiming self-defense in the killings of 36-year-old Joseph Rosenbaum and 26-year-old Anthony Huber. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.